Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning into our boardroom chat. And we thank you for all the wonderful comments and compliments you give about our boardroom chat. And that's literally people all over the world. We just can't go anywhere that people don't bring up them boardroom chats, Kathy. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing.
Yeah, they love
it. And you know, this
and
week...
And this is number 222.
You like counting them, don't you?
They give me the number. Okay, yeah, I like keeping track of
Praise
it.
Praise the Lord.
That's a lot of chats.
That's a lot of chats. And I thought every one of them. Praise God.
No, no you did.
How many did you think of?
Maybe two, but it's not every one of them.
How many?
Well, 222.
Well, come on, people. He that does not tooteth his own horn, it don't get tooteth. So you got to toot the thing, you know. Give me a compliment. Go ahead.
That's good. Yeah, go
thank
ahead.
You. Thank you. Praise God. This is Vision
just
Week.
Just trying to keep you straight.
Got to keep it straight. This is Vision Week. We're just so excited here at Jesse Duplantis Mission.
We are.
It starts tonight, our Visionary Conference, right here, July the 11th at 7 p.m. Jesse Duplantis International Headquarters here in Destrehan, Louisiana. And I tell you what, people are coming from all over the world. We got people calling in. It's just amazing. And then I'll be preaching tonight at 7 p.m. Then tomorrow morning, July the 12th at 10 a.m. here in the sanctuary. And at 7 p.m. that night on July 12th, so I'll do two services. It's going to be a blessing. I want to say this again. We're very proud of this. Registration and admission are absolutely free.
We never charge for
meetings. We will do, but I want to make this note. We do receive an offering, but it's up to you if you want to give. You don't want to give, you don't. If you want to give, you do. And people are already giving. I'm going to just tell you something. Someone called and said they could not make it, and they sent $50,000.
Praise God.
Now, this thing costs a lot of money to put on. I mean, good Lord. But that's all right. They said, we may not be able to be there, but our finances will be there because we know what you do with that money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're very open people, ladies and gentlemen. I don't hide nothing. I guess that's why I get persecuted so much. I mean, I let everybody know about the plane I fly or about the house I live in. That don't more bother me. They can get mad as a hornet. I just keep myself in truth to you and to me.
And give glory to God.
And I'm going to say that, and I've been saying this week. There's no secret sin here. There ain't no secret scandal going on. None of that. I don't mean that to be critical or against anyone. No, when I got born again, it's the best thing ever happened in my life. And I'm going to just tell you something. Me and Kathy got time for sin. We ain't got time for doing all that craziness. We got to preach this glorious gospel.
And you know, in everything that we've prayed for, God's given it to us. We're talking about this the other day. What do we else? We have to continually stretch our faith for what God wants us to do.
Yeah.
And it's all about our theme for this year is give God a job. And it's your new book.
Yeah.
Praise you know, it's, God. Yeah, it just came out last
from
week,
the day,
I think.
The day we got born again, we gave God a job. Really, we've been living this
actually,
book.
I gave God a job before you got born again.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, but I'm talking about me.
To get you born again.
It was just such a blessing. You know, I told Kathy this the other day. I almost stopped using the word blessing. You know, like God has blessed us. I'm using another word now. He's overwhelmed me. Mm-hmm. Literally, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. You look at this man. He's overwhelmed me. I just made 75 years old. Hallelujah, and I can still run, walk, and a lot of other stuff. Praise God, I just enjoy myself. What you think? Come on, help me out here.
That's good.
You know, and when you understand what God is doing, he's overwhelmed me. Kathy just said it. We have to watch what we say because we get it. You know why? This is the book that I was not going to write. This book, I was not going to write this book. God gave me this theme, and I was just going to write a partner letter and go on about my business, and I couldn't stop. I mean, my finger turned blue right here, because I write this, what do you call it, longhand, whatever you call it?
Actually, you print.
Well, print, you know, because my writing, it takes the Holy Ghost to understand it.
Get on a computer
I'm a pretty good typist. But I mean, I couldn't stop. I just kept going for days, and out of that came this book. Mm-hmm. The book I never intended to write. This is the first one that ever happened to me like that. And I wrote a bunch of books. I hope you can get it. If you can, just go to jdm.org for all the ordering information. You can get that. You'll be blessed by it. I want to talk, since it's Vision Week, about vision. Mm-hmm. Because you see, there's a scripture that really is a wonderful scripture. But if you don't listen to it, it can be damaging to you. And that is Proverbs 29, verse 18, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, the word, happy is he. Mm-hmm. You got to understand something. We are a vision from God. You are a vision from God. When God began to see us before he created us.
Yes, that's good.
Think about that. He said, wait a minute. I have servants around me, angels, the wheel within the wheel, the wonderful creations of heaven. He said, but I don't have a man. Mm. Angels didn't know what a man was.
Right.
What is man that thou art mindful of him? Says that in the scripture. And then they said together, the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, let us make man. Watch this, in our image and in our likeness. And then from that point on, you go down Genesis chapter 1, he's giving. Give him dominion. Bless him everywhere. My God, put him in the most beautiful place you ever saw in your life. That's Eden. What a wonderful place. But he knew that mankind would do something that no one else could ever do. And even the angel said, you mean to tell me that God became flesh? Watch this. That he loved man so much that he became one.
That's so good.
Isn't that good? Yeah. You got something
Jesus
to say about
Christ
that?
Jesus Christ incarnate, God incarnate,
yeah,
in the flesh, born as a baby. And lived a sinless life.
My God.
Right here among mankind.
No secret sin. None of that. Mm-mm. Became man.
Holy.
So that you could walk like him. You could talk like him. You could be like him. Mm. Now that's vision.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I have a point here. I preached a sermon a long time ago. It was entitled, You Can't Live Without a Vision. One of the points is, one of the best things God ever did for mankind was give us his ability to see the future and to make it happen. See, a lot of people see the future, but they don't make it happen.
Yeah.
You see, me and you make it happen.
That's it.
And you know how you do that? With a little word called W-O-R-K.
Right.
It's called
a lot
work.
Of people start out, but they don't continue.
No.
And they never see the fulfillment of the vision because they just talk about it in the beginning and then they walk away.
Well,
you have to be persistent and sticking with what God gave you, the vision you have in your heart. Search it out in the Word of God. Pray about it every day. Look for opportunities to grow that, increase that vision by understanding it more.
You have to work that thing.
Yeah.
You know,
and God will give you a step-by-step plan of what to do to pull it in.
We at this ministry do not put our faith in the future. Hmm. It has the ability to create the future. But we keep it the way it was created, in the now. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is. Not only is, it's a substance of things hoped for. So it thinks. The evidence of things not seen. So there's evidence before you see it. That's how big faith is. And we keep it in the now. Now that's vision.
Yeah.
Now, constantly, all
right,
the time.
Right.
And I'll be preaching, my God, the God gave me a sermon, Kathy, entitled Vision, the biggest word in God's vocabulary.
Wow.
I've never preached this before.
Yeah.
Vision, the biggest word in God's vocabulary. Mm-hmm. You see, you know, I have to just say this, and it sounds arrogant and cocky, but when I see myself, somebody gonna get mad when I say, I'm the vision of God. That's why when people criticize me, that no more bother me than the man in the moon. Why? Because he made me, he created me. When I see you, I go, wow. That's the vision of God. All you partners that help me. You know, you said something this morning when we were doing our daily devotions that Paul was talking about a divine, I think you had a commentary or something on divine connection. See, God divinely connected our partners with us so we could reach people, change lives one soul at a time.
I was giving you one of my points from my sermon on Sunday is what it was.
Yeah.
The Lord had given to me.
Say that point.
That divine connections are never a one-way street. They always should be mutually beneficial.
Right, right. It's just the most amazing thing. You know, when we ask people to give to our ministry, the first thing we do as us is give. We never ask people to do anything that we don't do ourselves.
Because we have a vision and we love to sow into vision. And the ministry is one thing, we're another. We're personal, of course, me and you.
Right.
We have our personal money, but then there's the ministry projects, mm-hmm, things we want to do.
We give from the ministry, we give from our person too. Yeah, constantly.
Right, the ministry also gives into other ministry visions because we know the principle. We give into people who are doing something because your seed has to have a place to flourish. You don't want to give into the Dead Sea, which has no outlets. It's
no
just
outlet,
contained and things die in
there. I normally would tell anybody this, but let me show you how important people are to God. Me and Kathy did it. We flew and spent $80,000 to go pray for a person. to God, he said, you go do this. At the time, I thought, what? Wait. I had another agenda on my mind. But God's agenda was people. $80,000 worth every dime. Why? Watch it. God honored it. God paid for it. We went and do it. We brought hope over to God. We brought faith. It was such a blessing. Watch this. Finished all that, turned around, and flew back home. Now, I'm telling you, we are serious about this. I don't care how much money it takes to reach people, to change lives, one soul at a time. You don't think I got a vision? I don't care if it's $100 million or $100 or $100 billion or $100 trillion.
It's just called being obedient to God, what God's calling you to do. When he tells you to do something, you don't stop and think, oh, what's it going to cost? No, yeah. You just obey and you go.
I simply got in the plane, me and Kathy, and we obeyed. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about. Partners, that's what you do to help us reach people and change lives. We don't just take your money and stack it, you know, that you give. No, what we do, we put it to work. You know, remember the old, I guess I'm getting old now, I got up 75. It used to be a coffee commercial, Sanka coffee commercial. It would go, tuk,
tuk, when tuk, they tuk, had those old percolators.
Tuk, 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 tuk. I never forgot that, because when I was a little boy, I'd go.
It's very catchy.
Yeah, how did it do that? There's several commercials in life you never forget.
Yeah, where's the beef?
Where the beef, that old woman, where the beef? And watch that.
Women, that's a hamburger.
How
Wendy's
about women's
hamburger.
Stockings? They're called legs. Remember those big white eggs? They had L-E-G-G-S?
L-apostrophe E.
Yeah.
G-G.
I said, whoever did that marketing knew what they were doing. Man, women rushed to them stores to get those holes or whatever you want to call it, out those big old plastic-looking eggs.
Pantyhose.
Pantyhose and all that kind of stuff. So when you understand that Jesus said, if you don't have a vision, you're going to perish. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to stay happy, stay in the Word. Mm-hmm. Let me read that again, Proverbs 29:11.
I want to read it in other translations,
okay.
Too.
Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law or the Word, happy is he. Go ahead and read it in another one.
The Amplified says, where there is no vision, no redemptive revelation of God.
Whew, that's big.
The people perish, but he who keeps the law of God, which includes that of man, blessed, happy, fortunate and enviable is he. That's the Amplified.
That's
classic
big.
Edition.
You got another translation?
I got two others that I scanned over. They're so good.
I'm telling you, man.
The Passion Translation says, where there is no clear prophetic vision,
glory to God,
people quickly wander astray. But when you follow the revelation of the Word, heaven's bliss fills your soul.
It said prophetic vision?
Prophetic vision.
Look at me, ladies and gentlemen. Prophecy is history wrote in advance. That's what that's saying right there.
Yeah, the Hebrew word in the footnote on this in the Passion Translation says the Hebrew word used here can refer to vision of the night, dream, oracle, or revelation. He says the Septuagint reads, I think that's how you pronounce that, reads, where there is no prophetic seer or interpreter.
What's Septuagint? Let me
sorry. Septuagint.
Yeah.
Septuagint.
Yeah. And when you understand that, that's why we believe in vision. I had several people call me this, that Jesse DePlantis is a vision specialist. I am, man.
Oh, and listen to this.
I mean,
yeah, go ahead.
I mean,
you are a vision specialist.
Because, you know, God said, do something. He didn't say, sit down on the ground and let an angel drop a grape in your mouth.
And just to give you a heads up, just for you partners out there, yeah. People that we have a new book coming out.
Okay, we'll say
it. In the next couple of months, it's about being notes from a vision specialist, but it's in the works.
Amen.
So you be looking out for it. It's coming.
Okay,
next one. This was the footnote on the word astray. People quickly wander astray. The footnote there says, or let loose, stripped, or made naked.
Good Lord.
And that's what it means. The people become lawless.
Yeah.
And that's what happens when you don't have the Word of God in your life. You become lawless. We see that a lot in society and around the world. We have to have God's Word, the truth of God's Word in our heart to stay on track. God knew what we needed. That's why He gave us His Word.
Amen. Praise the
Isn't
Lord.
Isn't that wonderful?
Listen to this point that the Lord gave me while we were coming over here. When you say what you say the most comes out of what you believe the most or what you do the most.
That's good.
Think about that. Comes out of what you do.
What you say the most, say that.
Yeah,
again.
What you say the most or what you do the most comes out of what you believe the most.
Yeah.
You see, we believe in this.
Because out of the abundance of the heart, the Bible says, the mouth speaks.
We believe in this ministry.
Uh-huh.
We believe in it. We believe in God Almighty. I don't care how bad the world gets.
We believe in the vision that God has given us to do. And everybody, you have a vision for your life.
Sure.
It's important that you believe in it.
Yes.
And you declare it to yourself as well as the ones that God leads you to declare
Look,
it to.
I mean, the world is going crazy in a handbox or whatever you want to call it. You say that.
Hand basket, or whatever.
I don't know what that means neither. And
exactly.
You know, people say, Justin, that does not bother you. No, because there's another little verse, occupy till I come. So when I hear I'm going nuts, when I see the Democrats attacking the Republicans and the Republicans attacking the Democrats and independents in between getting squeezed out.
You know, it's not
out.
Just in the U.S. This is going on in other nations.
People don't know what to do. How do people in the streets screaming and hollering and going nuts? I just look up because, see, I have vision.
Yes.
My redemption draweth nigh.
Right.
I just do. But I had one man who said, well, supposing you die. Well, then I still go up. I'm still looking up. You know that old song, the Jeffersons, moving on up to the east side. You know what I'm saying? Move up. I mean, my God, why move down? Why go down when you can go up? You see what I'm saying? I think black people had it best. Well, white people, they had it wrong. Black people said, what's up? White people go, what's going down? Who cares if what's going down? We want to go up. I like that. I think they were right. What's up? Praise the Lord. And it's such a blessing. Vision. So we have vision for this ministry. My God, we reach people. We help people in every which way, shape, or form that we can. We can't do it all. I can't do it by myself. You know, when I first started out, I thought I could. And I remember the Lord spoke to me. He said, you know, I needed 12 disciples myself to help me and partners to my ministry. And I thought, you know, I never thought of it like that. Because you see, he was walking as a man. You understand that? You know, and when I began to realize something, I had to learn how to walk like God and to walk like a man. I told a doctor not long ago, he asked me how my body was, and I said, well, there's something wrong, I don't know about it. And he said, well, you know, maybe you ought to take this, maybe, and, you know, and I said, you know, let me learn my age. You know, I've never been 75 before, Kathy. Mm-hmm. So now I got to learn what 75. How old are you, babe?
That's yours that's my business.
That's my business. My business.
You got some on your lip.
Oh, leave my lip alone. The woman is like a monkey. She's always picking on me, you know.
Well, you need help, brother.
I probably do.
Hey, I want to read the same verse in another.
You're not going to take it off of me, whatever it is?
You need to quit snacking.
I'm not snacking.
Yeah, I think you had a little crumb of something. You ate something before.
You look too much, girl. You always stare at me. But I guess you can't help yourself.
I can't help myself. It's distracting.
I don't know. It's
anyway,
a vision. I'm a vision to her.
Yes, you are a vision. in the Message Bible, Proverbs 29:18 says, if people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves.
That's true.
But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed.
I like that,
Isn't
man.
Isn't that beautiful?
Well, revelation.
Yeah.
You know, wisdom, the ability to use knowledge. Mm-hmm. And you think about that. It's just such a blessing of the Lord. I let me read one of these points. You must see the end of your vision before you begin.
Wow. That's good.
See, God finished, and then he began.
Right.
If you think that Jesus died 2,000 years ago on a cross, you missed it 100 miles. That was his physical death. Jesus was a lamb led to the slaughter before the foundations of the earth.
Yeah.
Before this piece of wood was ever created, before Kathy was ever created, before me. See, I mean, do you understand? And that vision is just multiplying. That's why I love it about the universe. It's still expanding.
Yeah, and even before there was a problem, God had an answer.
That's right.
That's so beautiful.
You know, when the universe is expanding, evidently it doesn't think it's big enough.
Ah.
You ever thought about that? Yeah, it's amazing to me about scientists that don't believe in God. They talk about dark matter and dark energy. They don't know what it is, but they know it's there. Which doesn't make any sense, doesn't it? We don't know what it is. We don't know how to capture it, but we know it's there. Dark matter is, you got to understand, everything in the whole universe is orbiting something.
Hmm.
You know, orbiting. The moon's orbiting around the Earth. The Earth is orbiting around the sun. What is the sun orbiting around? The sun's moving too. The sun is orbiting around the black hole in the Milky Way galaxy. And they say dark matter keeps it from slinging out into the universe. Because if you look at it, they don't know how it happens, but it's holding it. But they, why, how can it move like that? They call that dark energy. They don't know what it is, both of them, but they know it's there. Ladies and gentlemen, God is all around you. You may not know what he is, but he's there. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? Yeah, so I can give you that definition of God. You may not know what he is or how he is or what he does. You really intellectual people, you great scientists, who I like the work that you do, don't misunderstand me. Because you see, why can't you look at God like you do dark matter and dark energy? You don't know what it is, but it's there. So why you say he doesn't exist? You can't prove dark matter. How do you get it? You can't prove dark energy, but you know it's there. Do you understand the analogy of what I'm wanting to say here?
Yeah.
See, it's vision, see?
Right.
Vision. But one day the Bible says to all the scientists that all eyes will see him. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for that day.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't wait to experience those great biblical events that have yet to happen. That's coming. And I believe in my lifetime. See, so that's why I do what I do. And people say, do you think you'll ever retire? I don't think so. You know, I got good health. If there's something wrong with me, I don't know there.
I remember you said a while back, you wished you'd have been born in your 70s because you're having so much fun.
I'm enjoying,
you know,
my
70s.
It's
just
been the most amazing
doing.
Thing in my life. I'm amazed at that. Now, I've enjoyed every decade of my life. I've been, you know, we were raised very poor. I wasn't ashamed of that. Mm-hmm. You know, I enjoyed being a kid. We had some tough times, and I remember that. And but you have to learn that tough times don't last. Tough people do. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to just get up and do stuff. I remember the first time I had a job. I remember the next day I didn't want to go, but I knew I had to. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I'll never forget when the first day I got saved. Oh, it was wonderful for about a week. Then all of a sudden, God required something of me. I said, what? Let your light shine. Boy, did somebody said something I didn't like, and I wanted to go back to that old way of thinking, but I couldn't. I rebuked that thought. I said, that's not my thoughts. I'm going to show them people the light instead of the darkness. In other words, I made my mind up that I would quit walking in darkness, and
wow.
I did. On Labor Day weekend, 1974, at about 15 minutes to 9 p.m. on a Saturday night on Kathy's birthday in Boston, Massachusetts, in a bathroom, in a hotel room, the light turned on, the heart light, it turned on.
Yeah.
And for the first time in my life, I saw the vision that God wanted me to do in life.
Right.
I didn't know how to put it together. I was like that science. How does that dark matter hold the Milky Way galaxy from not slinging out all the planets, slinging out all the stars? But it does, boy.
That's what faith is. You believe
it. Oh, it does. Yeah. And you know what? And I began to walk down that path of vision.
Yeah, and that was my birthday weekend. I think, I don't know if it was the actual birthday or the day before. I think that's why you decided to listen to me. You were being nice to me on my birthday weekend.
I guess
you
so.
Listened to Billy Graham on TV.
Yeah.
And that was in September, or this next time, it'll be, what day was that? We don't even know the exact day.
I don't know the exact day.
But it was a Saturday night in 1974.
Yeah, and I will be saved. 50 years.
It was that Labor Day weekend, that thing. I think it was, and I think it was 31st, maybe 30th. I don't know. 50 years.
50 years.
Of serving the Lord.
And it's been so wonderful.
I'm 51. I'm ahead of you.
You're more than one. You say more than a year before.
Almost a year and a half, because mine was in the spring. Yours was kind of the beginning of the fall.
And,
so it's like almost
the vision,
2 years.
And it's still so relevant. You know, I had a man tell me this one time. You're still passionate about your salvation. Well, yes. He saved me from death, hell, and the grave. My God, he changed my life.
Yeah.
I mean, I owe him that just to live
You know,
for him.
We can look back and see landmarks or time segments or whatever you want to call it. When you got born again, when you went into the ministry,
yeah.
When you first preached your first message, things we started believing for, looking at our track record, and all of it really worked the same way. You get a vision, you believe it in your heart, you declare it with your mouth, and you keep standing, and then you walk in it.
I never forget when I had a vision of prosperity. See, I thought that if you're going to be a Christian, you have to be poor. Let me talk about that for a minute. And I tell you what, I made a lot of money as a young man. Woo! And me and Kathy decided to give all our money away to the church. And we did. So we could live like a normal person. But I'll never forget one day, I just read my Bible, and I went over to Revelation. I began to read about all this beautiful stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought, and the Lord kind of quickened a question in my mind. Do you see anything poor up here? And I thought, have you ever seen poor gold? No. Poor pearls? No. Diamond, beryl, jasper, onyx, ruby. That's all in the book of Revelation. I went, no. He said, do you see any small places here? No, in my Father's house are many mansions. I thought, man, so I'm thinking about this, and I'm going like this. He said, now, what prayer did you pray most of your life as a kid? I knew it immediately, the Our Father prayer. He said, quote a little bit of it. So I said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And he stopped me. Where? I said, what? Where? On earth, in earth, as it is where? I said, as it is in heaven. And then here came the question. Here came the revelation. How come you not living in Louisiana like you would be living here? And you know what I said? I limited you.
Right.
I limited you.
You have to face it, right?
God, forgive me. It wasn't about stuff.
Right.
You know, it wasn't about stuff at all. It was about, I am no longer going to walk in limitation.
Right.
And I thought to myself, God, forgive me for that. And God said, now I can bless you. Mm-hmm. You know, I never thought he could get past blessing me, but he's past that. Now he's overwhelming me.
Right.
I want this to all my partners.
Amen.
You know, I get very excited. I take all you partners with me. Every time I go somewhere, you with me in my spirit, boy. And I mean that sincerely because you send me and Kathy to preach this glorious gospel.
Can I say something?
Sure, you can.
You know, I was just thinking when about Abraham. How old was he? So I went to Genesis chapter 12. Abraham was 75 years old when he left Haran, when he left and went out looking for that city that God called him.
You think he looked like me? I'm 75.
I'm sure you look better than he did. He lived out in that desert. You know how
dry. See, I told you, I'm a vision to this woman.
We in the swamp. We got all the moisturizer. Anyway, he says, but God's vision for Abraham that he spoke to him was truly a vision about prosperity. I was just realizing this. I'm reading it in the Amplified Bible. Is it okay if I read it?
Sure. Okay. Are you asking me if it's okay? You
can do whatever you want. Well, because I know you like to dominate the chat.
Here come the shots.
No, well, I mean,
here
really,
comes the judge.
You, it's your, like you said, you bring all the thoughts in. I kind of like throw pieces in
now.
Here and there, but this is so good. Genesis chapter 12, Amplified Bible says, verse 1, now in Haran, the Lord said to Abram, go for yourself, for your own advantage, away from your country, from your relatives, from your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you with abundant increase of favors and make your name famous and distinguished, and you will be a blessing, dispensing good to others. And I will bless those who bless you, who confer prosperity or happiness upon you, and curse him who curses or uses insolent language toward you. In you will all the families and kindred of the earth be blessed, and by you they will bless themselves. This was God's vision for prosperity for the whole human race, really. He finally found someone that he could speak vision to that would capture it. So he did. Verse 4 says, the next verse says, so Abram departed as the Lord directed him, and Lot, his nephew, went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he left Haran. So 75 years, this week you're 75. God's not short on vision. There's more he wants us to do before he returns. That's why it's so important that we keep doing these chats. Because, you know, the older you get in the Lord, I know you're listening.
No, I'm
you're
listening.
Not just thinking about the next thing you're going to say,
no,
right?
Well,
you're listening.
I'm listening. So, I want to be like Abraham. You're talking a lot. I need to depart.
So,
sneak out.
No.
But just a joke, Abby. Go ahead.
Well, you made me forget my train of thought.
How can I forget your train of thought?
No, but it was good. It was good.
Well, no, go ahead.
But it's
read
so important
come
that
back
you,
at you.
That no, that there no this I know what I was gonna say. You have The older we get in the Lord, the more wisdom we have, the more valuable we are to the kingdom of God. So why the enemy comes against those that are older in the Lord to put sickness and different things, and they'll accept it. Oh, I'm older. I'm supposed to feel this way. No, you're supposed to live out your days in strength. Moses, of course, was in the presence of God, but he's a great example of how he was walking mountains at 120 and his eyes were not dim.
Right.
So we can believe for a better...
He didn't own a pair of these.
Right. Well, we're believing. It's a small print. I don't think Moses had to read these little tiny words like
we
have.
Well, let me just say this, ladies and
gentlemen. I can see out here, but these little tiny words...
People have no idea when you do television. If I look up, boom, these bright lights are just... It closes your pupil down like crazy, you know, because it can't emit too much light. Then when you look down to read your Bible, you get spots, you know. And if you're a speaker, you know what I'm talking about. And then your pupil has to open up to try to grasp and then focus, you know, those kind of things. I'm being very scientific.
You sure are. Hey, you know, we didn't read any testimonies.
Okay, well, let's do it because we're about ready to run out of time.
Okay, Nikki says,
I got to go preach the gospel.
Yes, you do. Watching from England, I was at the On Fire meetings you had in South Africa about 30 years ago or so ago.
Yeah.
With Christian Family Church. I remember your heaven
yes.
talk.
Oh, yeah.
And Hector says, we've been out here a long time.
Yes, indeed. 48 years.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, pastors, being a blessing in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
And Rain says, I love you all. I am so grateful for your ministry, and I want to be better because of Jesus. You set a good example for those who desire to give it all for Jesus. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you. I love y'all so very much.
Thank you.
I need a car to go back to church. Can you please pray for me?
Yes, indeed.
Father, we pray for Rain that
they'll
get a car. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you'll bring everything
in
to
Jesus'
pass. In Jesus' mighty name, we expect it.
Amen.
And then also this last one I want to read from Brooke. There's some others, but time is short. Brooke says, I just love you guys, and I praise God for you and your ministry. I'm coming up on 3 years clean, and my relationship with God is the best thing I've ever had. I feel so alive for the first time, and when I get money, I will definitely plant my seed to your ministry. Until then, I'm going to keep praying and believing. What a change God is making in me.
That's Brooke.
Hallelujah. Yes, Brooke.
Well,
so this
Brooke,
is what
you're going to get blessed. There's no
right.
other choice in the matter.
There's no charge to watch the chat. There's no charge to watch anything
Lord.
That we do, because we want people like Brooke to be changed and blessed. This is why our partners
give
to our ministry.
Yeah, we do receive mm-hmm. offerings to this ministry, because that's what we do. We take your finances.
Well,
we don't put it in our
Brooke's
pockets.
Brooke's believing for a time where they can.
Yeah,
so
we
believe God
pockets.
Will bring seed to you, Brooke, and you'll be able to sow.
Amen.
And when you sow, God brings back a harvest to you.
We don't put it in our pockets. I keep saying it. We don't put it in our pockets. We put 100% of what you give goes into world evangelism. I can't say that enough. It's just such a blessing of the Lord. Our newest book, I hope you can get it. This is the book I never intended to write, called Give God a Job. It's based on Genesis 18:14. Is there anything too hard for the
book.
Lord? If you'd like to get it, or you can just go to jdm.org for all the article information.
And then if you
you'll
can't
be blessed.
Do that, you can always get the magazine, which
Amen.
Is, this is the July issue of the magazine, which I believe has
absolutely
an,
free.
Has an article. I'm not sure. Is this an article from the mag? It's not an article from the book. But
right.
Sometimes we'll put an excerpt from
Amen.
It.
Amen.
You can look at past magazines as well on our app and just get blessed that way. There's
it's
a
just,
wealth of content on our JDM app, which is totally free.
Well, let me just say that our Varsity Covenant magazine has been blessing people all over the world since 1981. It's available in your mailbox or online in English and Spanish at jdm.org. You can get it digital form. Or
yes.
you can get the written form, whatever
Mailed
you want
to
do.
Right.
I want to thank all my partners real quickly before we go
yes.
for supporting this wonderful ministry. I ask you to bless it, because that's what you're doing. You're blessing God's work. You're not blessing me. You're blessing God's work.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to give today or be a partner today, go to jdm.org. You can hit a donate button and give that way. Nothing too small, nothing too big. You can use PayPal if you'd like to use that particular vehicle. Or you can text to give a one-time donation. Or a recurring one if you want. Or you can do like Kathy does. She likes to go to the JDM app and select the giving. Or you can do like me. You can mail in an old-fashioned donation like I do. It's just such a blessing of the Lord. I ask you to do something today. Not that we're in financial trouble, because we're not, by no means. But the more people bless us with, the more people we can get people saved, touched, and blessed, and ministered to.
And we believe that there's a blessing that comes when you give. Jesus said, what is it? They said, remember the words of Jesus, it's more blessed to give than receive. And
yeah.
so that's really
that's
true.
Real. You know, and some people get mad. He's taking from their money. If I take anything from you, have you sent anything? No, well then shut up. You don't even know what you're talking about. Can I get pretty strong here?
Well, I think you already did.
Yeah, I mean, who are you?
It's
Who you think you are? You know what I'm saying?
That's enough.
That's enough.
I'm kidding.
You know, that's what I'm thinking. People say that all the time, you know. I got rhymes. Well, you ain't giving nothing. You ain't, so don't worry about it. It ain't none of your business. You know, you see what I'm saying? You will never misunderstand me. I'm blunt, you know what I'm saying? And I mean that sincerely. But, you know, if you want to hate me, go ahead. You want to love me? Go ahead, because you can't hate me more than I love you. You can do whatever you say. It won't make no difference. God is good.
That's
see,
good.
That's vision.
Yes.
I'm going to see you saved one day.
That's right.
I'm going to see you blessed one day. Because I can believe, because my faith is stronger than your doubt.
Amen.
And it'll work for you. This is Jesse and Kathy saying, tonight,
yes,
right here at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana, July 11th at 7 p.m., we're going to have a knockdown, glorious, Holy Ghost, power-packed punching meeting. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., July the 12th, right here in the same place, and at 7 p.m., mm-hmm, right in the same place.
That's
registration
right.
And admission are free. We're live streaming all three services.
I think the doors open at 6 o'clock.
Man. And we're going to have a good time.
People waiting to get in.
Hallelujah, glory to God.
Lots of seats, free seats.
And it's just such a blessing. People come from all over the world. I mean, it's just amazing.
Come and be a part of it.
And they love to come to New Orleans. Some came yesterday, and they eat in restaurants. They love to eat in New Orleans because they got great food and things of that nature. So till next week, or till tonight, come see us if you can. We'll be looking for you. Jesse and Kathy saying, God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.